Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
What's up, everyone? Peter here with Gamertag Radio, day three of E3 2018. I just spent a good, 15, 20 minutes playing Legos. Who doesn't like Legos? So we also had an opportunity to get Phil here from Warner Brothers. Tell me more about you, what you're doing here, and then obviously DC Villains.
Sure. My name's Phil Ring. I'm lucky enough to be the executive producer for TT Games on LEGO DC Super Villains. This is great for us because this is the first time we actually get to show the game to anyone.
Oh, wow.
So E3 has been super exciting for us, getting the game in front of people. We had a bit of a trailer that we released before E3, but now we get to hopefully get to have some fun with the gameplay and see what we're doing with this game.
Fantastic. Quick question. Sorry. So I'm a huge comic book collector. Like, I've got racks of books and stuff at home. My wife hates it. But why DC Villains and not like the traditional hero path?
Because they're so cool. DC has a brilliant kind of like lineup of characters. We've been to the DC universe a couple of times with LEGO Batman 1, 2, and 3. But we were always sat there going, you know what? The villains are really cool. Like, wouldn't it be great to do a game about the villains? And then we were sat there going, why don't we do a game about the villains? Why don't we play as Joker and Harley and Lex and do a villain-focused story? Because we've never done it before. We think it could be really fun. So that's really where the drive came from. It was like, let's do the villains because they're so great. And then that naturally then came into the, well, why don't we add ourselves into the game as well? Because I want to hang around with Joker and Harley.
Yes.
So that's where the idea of making a custom character came about, but not just a custom character, but one that is critical to the story. So. Mm.
Okay, so then tell me a little bit about the story. What is the plot? What's going on?
So what we're showing here is right at the very beginning of the game, Commissioner Gordon's heading to Stryker's Island to go chat with someone. Mm. New bad guys turned up. He doesn't know about him. So who better to ask than Lex? Lex knows his bad guys. He kind of like mastermind for a lot of things. And that bad guy actually turns out to be the character you create, whether that wants to be you or kind of your villain alter ego or whoever you want to make in this world. And that's where we use the character customizer to go really detailed. You create that character, and then it turns out Lex knew all along what was happening, so you break out of prison, and that's where our story starts. So you have all of these kind of villains breaking out. We then cut to kind of Joker and Harley, who are running around stealing all of these bits and pieces. And then the Justice Syndicate turn up, which, if you know, is actually the Crime Syndicate.
Right.
So they turn up. They're kind of being all pally-pally with the Justice League, and that's where we kind of start the story to go, this isn't exactly as clear-cut as you think it's going to be.
Right.
So you get to run around Gotham, Metropolis, a whole host of other DC locations like Smallville, Amusement Mile, all these different cool
Star
locations.
Star City, all of them.
We really wanted to go big on this world.
Great.
So this open world section is like really cool. And then we follow in the villains. We're doing villainous things. We're seeing where this story can take us.
How difficult was it to select? I mean, everybody knows the Lex Luthors, the Joker, Harley. How much like creative license did you guys have to get to go and say, you know, we're going to get maybe some of the more obscure villains like Solomon Grundy? And
We were really, really lucky because one of the great things about this is it's a brand new original story that the guys at the office wrote with DC. So we worked really closely. And because we have massive DC fans in the office, when they sit there and pull out these really obscure, really strange characters, we were allowed to include them. And so that was really cool for us. It was like really exciting. And there were people in there that I'm sat there going, okay, we're going to write this character. And they was like, I need to know more about them. And I was looking them up and I was like, wow, that's obscure. That's really cool.
Right.
We've worked so closely with DC for so many years now that we have a great rapport for it. And so they're really happy for us just to go mad and kind of really include some people you won't expect.
I'm not going to lie. The excitement isn't showing. It's there. It's like it's bubbling on the surface. So I know about a year ago we got to play Marvel Super Heroes as well. I did notice that gameplay in here was a little bit easier. A lot easier for someone like me who's not the traditional LEGO Marvel player, but this was a lot easier to get into, start playing, and figure it out. Was that a design criteria with you guys?
Oh, definitely. With the LEGO titles, we're always trying to make sure that they're really accessible. The level that we're playing here is the very first level in the game. Mm-hmm. So we actually had this realization that this might not just be the first time you played a Lego game. This could be some kid's first time they've ever played a game. The first time they're holding a controller and experiencing this world. So we wanted something that's really accessible, something that people can get into, go, okay, how does this world work? How do I interact? How can I smash things up? How do I build with bricks? What can I interact with? Of course, we do level up, kind of layer up the difficulty as well. So there are puzzles and things, particularly in the open world, which are kind of trickier. So if you're kind of a bit more hardcore, they're the harder things to find, the harder things to figure out. But we wanted something that really was accessible. Also because it is a massive game with all these characters and abilities and all these different things that you can do. We knew that we needed a really kind of robust tutorial system to say, okay, this is how it works. Right. Go for it.
Some hand-holding in there.
Exactly. Of course, and it's like I say, it's the very beginning of the game. So it's like, first thing you're going to do, we want people to understand and get through it.
Yeah, that was a concern of mine, especially, again, like with Marvel Super Heroes, you're thrust into the role of Star-Lord and Guardians of the Galaxy, and I was just like, all right, well, what do I do? So I'm really, really glad that you guys, I don't want to say it was dumbed down, but you guys hold the hand of the player so that they don't get frustrated early on and like kind of let it go and never go back to it.
It's almost like a better education system we have in game. So mm-hmm. we get to say, okay, you want to come this way, you want to interact with this, you want to do this, you want to go up here. And that ability to kind of just teach people early on means that we're hoping that kind of level 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Right.
It's really intuitive. And then they feel that reward because they sit there going, I know what I'm doing. I know where I need to go. Oh, I'm going to go smash that. I'm going to go use these powers and that type of kind of gameplay.
How many characters or how many villains can we expect to see there? Because I saw there was a few. There was Clayface I saw when I was going through it. And then at one point I saw Darkseid. Darkseid's one of my favorites of all time. So how many can we expect?
So a good eye on looking, because that's quick when that screen turns up mm-hmm. and you can see who's on there. We haven't revealed the full roster yet.
Okay.
But that grid gives you an indication about how deep we're going here.
That was a lot of grid. That was a lot of squares.
It's the great thing about the games that we get to make is, like I say, we're massive fans, so every character we add, we want them to feel right. So if we're going to add Darkseid, you know what, he needs to feel like he does. He needs to have the powers and the abilities, and kind of, you want him, if you're running around this world as this character,
right,
you want it to feel like special, because someone could be a massive fan of that character. If it's not right, then we'd be doing the wrong job. So we really want to make sure that every character we include feels great, and it's a big roster.
Well, it's funny because when we were going through and I saw Lex Luthor, I was like, okay, cool. And then I heard, oh, it's the Amazo, and I was like, it's gonna be Brainiac. And then it wasn't. And I was just like, there was disappointment, but I was like, but it's Metallo. And then there's Superman. Oh, this is gonna get really good. So last question, who is maybe your favorite villain that didn't make it in?
My favorite villain didn't make it in. I think they all did. Like I say, massive DC fans, and with such a huge roster, like, there are some brilliant stuff to reveal kind of later down the line. No, we got everyone, and that's also part of the relationship that we have with DC, that if we feel really passionately that we want something mm-hmm. in there, we're really lucky that we actually get to include them. So I don't think anyone hit the cutting floor that I wanted in there. So
fantastic. So when does the game come out?
So it's going to be October 16th.
Okay.
It's available on Xbox One, PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and PC.
Fantastic. Is there going to be support for the game after launch?
Yeah, very much so. There's actually a deluxe edition that you can get right now and pre-order right now. And it comes with like the season pass, so there's additional DLC content. Because we really wanted to kind of just keep extending the experience, and there's some very cool things that we're tying into kind of after the game comes out.
Awesome.
And also, if you pre-order it at certain retailers, you can actually get a Lex minifigure where Ooh. He's in his Rebirth power suit, which is the one where he looks like Superman. And you want that, and I want that sat on my desk. I don't even have one yet, so I might have to go pre-order myself
there you
just
go.
So I can get that.
All right, well, you heard it here first. Go get the game. Thank you.
Cool, no worries. Thank you very much.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 76-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.